been trying to figure out what it means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am, in the good and the bad. You still understand, and you never stop loving me, just as I am, with the heart of the Father, and this I know, brother. You never stop loving me, just as I am. You've been patient with my wondering, always knowing what I need, with a gentle hand to show me where to go. But there hasn't been a moment you won't call it out to me. I heard your voice and now I'm coming home, just as I am, in the good and the bad. You still understand that you never stop loving me, just as I am, with the heart of a father, and wish like a brother. Oh, you never stop loving me, oh, just as I am. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Did you hear? Did you hear what Jason Crabb was saying? Did you really hear that? I want you to listen to that.
I've been trying to figure out what it means to be you. Flesh and bone, spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the moves? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am. In the good and the bad, you still understand, and you never stop loving me, just as I am, with the heart of the Father, embrace like no other, you never stop loving me, just as I am. You've been patient with my wondering, always knowing what I need. With a gentle hand, you show me where to go. But there hasn't been a moment you were calling out to me. I heard your voice and now I'm calling.
good and the bad, you still understand. That you never stop loving me, just as I am, with the heart of a father, and grace of your mother. Oh, you never stop loving me, oh, just as I am. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Father, for loving us just as we are. You know, I don't know where you live exactly, but because I know a whole bunch of you, I know what state you live in, and I know that God has you in that state for a reason. And I'm going to try to find that scripture. God is changing again, but it's okay. I'm going to try to find that scripture. I want to show you something. Praise God. Listen to this. I'm trying to find this. I gotta find this scripture for a minute.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? Yeah.
As I am, revival in the air, old church choir. Here's another one. Get this message in music this morning.
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed, live enough life to save.
I heard your heart, I see your pain, out in the dark, out in the rain, you're so alone, you're so afraid, I heard you pray, in Jesus' name.
It may be midnight or midday, it's never early, never late, he gon' stand by what he prayed, I live in the dark to say.
On the way. Now here's the finale. Here's the finale.
Too tired to finish the rent, and all your doubt, too when you're lost and you're broken hearted, when your shame is an open wound, he is holding you at your darkest, and he believes that you. He believes in you.
He wouldn't put you through the fire if he couldn't take you higher. Gotta remember he is still for you, called you his daughter, called you his son. There's no mistake that could ever take that away.
When you feel like it can't get through, he is there with you when no water, and he believes in you. When you're lost and you're broken hearted, when your shame is an open wound, he is holding you at your darkest, and he believes in you.
Moses in the
end this little message in song this morning. You know what? When I went to the Bible Gateway, their scripture for today is Proverbs 9 and 10. I thought that was like so fitting for what I'm feeling in my heart. Their scripture is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Now, what I was going to talk about, I know that was a little caveat from God, because what I needed to talk about, and I'm talking about this briefly, because it's laying the groundwork for something else. You know, I want you to repeat something after me. Put this in the chat room. Because this is where this is my notes right here. Type this first, and then I want you to repeat it. You got this? Type, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. I'm going to repeat it again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. You got that? Now, I want you to say this maybe about 12 times, because I want this to get in your spirit and I want it to get in the atmosphere around you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. One more time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Now, I want you to say this again. It doesn't have to be loud, but it has to be forceful. That when you say this, even if you say it in a whisper, well, let's whisper it. I'm going to show you something. Whisper it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Now, I want you to do it again, barely above a whisper. I have to do it a little bit louder because I'm doing it over the air, just above a whisper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger. Now, this time, I want you to say it in your normal tone of voice, in the normal way you talk. And I want you to shut up after you say it and listen. Okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Somebody text me what you heard when you shut up. Or put it in the chat room. What did you hear when you shut up? Do it again if you didn't hear anything. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your spirit of understanding is growing and getting bigger in me. Somebody put in the chat room what you heard. It's still resonating. It's still resonating in the atmosphere. As a matter of fact, it's resonating right now because each of us is in a different geographical area. It's resonating in your area. If you're on the Blog Talk, text me and let me know what you heard. Text me 843-217-2246. Text me and let me know what you heard. I'm gonna go on. Text me. Thank you, Wes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. It's an exercise here. I'm trying to teach you something. Thank you. I'm trying to teach y'all something this morning. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. you may not get it this morning, but I'm going to put a little bit of teaching with it. Thank you. You got to get it. Thank you. Listen. Thank you. That's good. Some of you see better than you hear. I should have said that too. If you see anything, what do you see? But right now I was concentrating on you hearing. If you saw something, that means we need to work on your hearing, because your seeing is overruling your hearing, and you need them both. You need a balance. Okay, listen to this little teaching here. Understanding. Understanding in the Hebrew is pronounced bina. Understanding, meaning, in the Strong's Concordance, understanding, meaning, perfect understanding resulting in wisdom. Perfect understanding resulting in wisdom is what? Put this in the chat room. The spirit of understanding in us. You got that? The spirit of understanding in us means perfect understanding resulting in wisdom. The spirit of God's understanding in us means perfect understanding resulting in wisdom. Understanding is the ability to fully comprehend the consequences and implications of the information that we have been given based on 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 through 14. Now, I picked this up in the NIV only because I like the way it read. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. The man without the spirit does not accept the things that come from the spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. Because we have the spirit God's spirit of understanding dwelling within us, we can understand implications that are not clear in the natural. We can understand whether our actions will be beneficial or damaging. Now, I want you to repeat this. I want you to put this in here on this chat room. Jessica, put I can operate. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I'm going to repeat that. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to go slow. I can operate and understand perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. You got that? I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. Now, let's say this one 12 times. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. That's one. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. Now stop right here and say, flesh. Talk to your flesh. Flesh. Come under subjection. Flesh. Come under subjection. Right now. Now let's go. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. I can operate and understand God's perspective on every issue. I am able to understand God's ways compared to the ways of man. I can understand truth from error. Okay, now that's what I want you to do. You see, it is God's spirit of understanding who gives us the ability to understand the consequences of all our actions. Now, this is what I want you to say just three times, and then I want you to be quiet and tell me and type what you hear or text me what you hear. With God's spirit of understanding, I can make certain that love and blessings always flow from me. Can you type this for me, Jessica? With God's spirit of understanding, I can make certain that love and blessings always flow from me. I need this in the chat room before I can go any further. With God's spirit of understanding, I can make certain that love and blessings always flow from me. Now, I need you to say this one more time, and then I need you to be quiet and tell me what you, if you hear anything or if you see anything. With God's spirit of understanding, I can make certain that love and blessings always flow from me. Thank you. Amen. 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 Amen, amen. Lift your hands up right now. Just lift your hands up to God right now. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Lift your hands up right now and ask the Lord to fill up. Lord, lift your hands up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, fill us afresh this morning with your spirit of understanding. Amen. Father God, I want you to receive a fresh impartation this morning of the Lord's understanding. Lord, fill us. You got to receive. Breathe and receive. That's all you got to do this morning. Breathe and receive. Lord, fill us afresh with your understanding. Give us understanding concerning your thoughts and your ways. Give us understanding concerning your plan and your purpose for our lives. Give us understanding concerning your word and your truth. Give us understanding concerning the consequences of our thoughts, words, deeds, and actions. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to have a life of daily awareness and experience of the fullness of your spirit of understanding that is in us through your own Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name this morning, Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your spirit and your increase and your growth in our understanding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Why don't you just begin to thank him now? Thank him. I told you, don't jump ship yet. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Out of you is going to flow God's blessings and his love and his understanding.
Without pain, it's funny I'm learning there's beauty in it all. Joy comes being strong, but I'm learning there's beauty in it all. It's not hard to find it, you just have to look. Oh, God is good. Oh, God is good.
Now let me tell you the rest of the story. The Holy Spirit just proved to you that one of the seven spirits of God is in operation in you. What is that seven? What is that one of the seven spirits? Understanding. See, I had to take you around to bring you back to let you know what you already got. Whoa! We stirred that thing up this morning. One of the seven spirits of God, understanding.
Yeah. Today. Said I woke up to the summer shining through, calling on my friends asking what's the move, feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today.
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I see. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade.
Today.
Radical teaching.
This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful.
Today.
I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. Hot stopping everybody, but we out of here.
Today,
so fast, life comes and goes. Make a life, let's slow your own. They don't think it's as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I ain't gonna let it slip away. Nah, I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy down in my heart. You know what? It is so much fun sharing the real thing with you all. Did you get it this morning? Let me know you got it. Put it in the chat room or text me that you got it.
Do
the morning.
Not only do you have the real thing, but once you have the real thing, you are able to distinguish the real from the counterfeit.
You want to protect your body.